Dave Wilson, good to have you back.
Nice to have you back.
Casey Millen for, boy, a lot of work this week. Opening, a theme song.
Yeah, a little golf medal.
A little golf medal.
No more golf medal, though.
I don't know.
I'm requesting no more golf medal.
Okay.
I think there's ways you can tweak it.
We can switch it up.
No more golf medal.
We'll switch to speed medal.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Smooth jazz.
Hey, real quick, Dave, you heard my tickers from last week.
Yes.
What did you think?
It was definitely different.
Yeah, yeah, next time, preview your copy.
Not a lot to compare it to since you've never done one before, right?
I think he's talking about the fact that you were kind of here in spirit.
No, the first one. How was the first one?
That one I did not. I heard the second one.
Oh.
There's a guy, he calls himself the Plainsman, and I call him the Ombudsman of the Ticket. I forget what the web address is. If you go to the Unticket, there's a whole industry, sub-industry of internet enterprises that comment on the ticket. And this guy's pretty good, the Plainsman. So he'll have little remarks about it. And he had a pretty good take on Craig's tickers. I sent it to you.
Yes.
Okay. So it's kind of a good take.
He didn't really say anything about my ticker. He just said, you got to give credit to the guys who do tickers.
Yeah, they make it sound conversational.
It's a lot harder than you think.
Yeah. So kudos to you, Casey. All right. Also, thanks to Hank Haney for popping on today. That was
very cool.
That was fun.
Hank, and just to let you know, Hank, I got your back, babe.
Yep.
Sean Foley, make Tiger win. Then you can talk. And until then, keep your effing mouth shut. Period.
All right. Without further ado, let's go to the orphanage, who are ringing in St. Patty's Day.
Hell yeah.
Out at Lower Greenville.
Sounds like the party's on.
Hells yeah. We have a three-way DJ mashup.
A three-way DJ, and Gordo's there.
Not yet.
No. Ooh.
I don't know if he's.
Is he being carried in on a slew of elephants with?
He's like Hannibal.
Yeah. Y'all caged up, mask.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna unwrap him.
But if you stand in front of the Dubliner.
Oh, David Little.
Hey. Yeah, we do have Dave Little.
Of course.
Hey.
But
hey,
if you stand in front of the Dubliner. There's a DJ down at the end of the block by Torelli's. There's a DJ down the side street by the Blue Goose parking lot. And then there's a DJ all the way up by Stan's.
Yeah.
So you can get polluted by three terrible songs at once if you stand at the exact epicenter.
And what roof are you broadcasting from?
We are on the roof of Stan's Blue Note.
Ah.
As usual.
Is it too late to get there?
No, this is early.
No, I'm figuring it's already packed and all the streets are, you know, the parking lots are
not
booked and you're done.
No, it doesn't get packed until 11:30 noon.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
What's the parade? What time's the parade in? 11?
I think 11, yeah.
And then everybody will migrate down here. Right now, there's
not even a line to get in.
No, not at all.
Huh. And it lasts till when?
Until 5.
5.
That's
five
it?
Is, 5 is when they reopen 11. The street to traffic.
Really? 11. Any arrests typically? Or is it just all good-natured drunkenness?
I think they had, about 20 or 30 last year?
I thought it was less than that. I thought it was maybe 10 or 15.
People are generally well-behaved down here.
Liberal women?
Yeah, they can be.
Mm-hmm.
Especially around 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And you guys stay the entire time?
Just look out in your front yard.
Right.
You guys stay the entire time?
No.
No, you don't?
Dave does. He loves it down here.
Well,
he's married. Can't.
I don't think I... Even in my... even when I was younger and... able to party, I don't think I ever made it past maybe 2 o'clock in here because it gets too claustrophobic.
There's a point.
Yeah, I would just go to somebody's house or go to my own house
or go to bed.
Yeah, or go to bed, sleep it off, and then start back up.
Yeah,
8 o'clock.
There's some talent amassing, though.
I bet. What's the mid range age? What's the median?
Probably 28,
27, 28.
Not bad.
That old, really?
Yeah.
Milky?
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of neighborhood folks that live down here.
How about the cougar crowd? They hanging out?
They'll show up.
Nice.
They're still trying to get the puffiness out of their face.
Recapture their youth.
Find their rascal.
We already saw...
and the rabbit.
We already saw one dude that Danny wanted to punch in the face.
Which guy? The guy
who's
in the
suit?
Yeah, the guy, he had a... What? How would you describe that material? Like,
it was like a
satin,
like a
or
lime,
silk,
lime green lamé.
I don't know what that is.
It's fabric.
It was a real shiny suit, matching coat and pants, and it looked like it maybe had some kind of pattern sewn into the material. Maybe shamrocks. I don't
Lovely.
Know.
Mm-hmm. He looked like an idiot.
And then there's a guy in a kilt down there.
Oh, boy.
A kilt.
I think that's a chick.
No, behind her.
Oh.
Tying her corset.
You know, kilts, there's nothing on underneath.
And,
yeah,
well,
we had
if they do it right.
A couple of years ago.
That.
Yep.
And he's wearing Kanye West sunglasses, so that's awesome.
Hmm. So how was sunrise?
I didn't see it this morning.
No, Danny.
You mean surprise?
Surprise.
Yeah, that too.
Sunrise.
Yeah, surprise, sunrise.
Different.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Kinda.
Basically, moved to Frisco for a week, and there you go.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't see you in the airport yesterday.
Yeah, I heard you came back.
Yeah.
Were you out there for golf or baseball?
No, business.
Business. How long were you there?
2 days.
Were you in Surprise or
in I was in Phoenix.
How far is Surprise from Phoenix?
It's like Frisco.
Yeah, about 30 minutes.
So
yeah.
if you're at the spring training facility in Surprise, is it like Pizza Hut Park in Frisco? Except for baseball.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, it's the same type of stuff around. It's tons of chain restaurants. You've got to be pretty inventive if you want to find a place that's not a Cheddar's.
Do they have Cheddar's in Arizona?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sure,
I'm just
they
trying
do.
To think of the most
Finnegan's,
Applebee's, stuff like that.
Hey, by the way, if I have a request to, if you need some content, kill time.
Okay.
Yes, please.
You need to replay the Ron Washington interview.
We're saving that to do a interview breakdown with the Hardline sometime next week.
That was fun.
A bad radio reports.
It was awesome.
It was really good.
You should
really?
You should have seen him in person because. I've never seen him.
Was he convulsed laughing?
He was convulsed laughing. Yeah. He was loose. He was high-fiving. I mean, it was awesome.
It's the way radio go.
Yeah, it was very cool. He had a good time.
Was he chewing sunflower seeds?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't chewing sunflower seeds, but he looked like he was jonesing for a Newport.
Did he ever just spontaneously start waving somebody home?
Yeah, he sent us to break that way.
I like him. I like
we
him.
Were late.
I don't know how much he has to do with either success or non-success, but I like
well,
his
you know
bit.
Who else likes
I like
him
his
or
bit.
His players.
How about Nolan?
Yeah, I think Nolan digs him, too.
He likes him better than he likes Chuck Greenberg.
No doubt.
Sounds good.
So is Nolan kind of building his own little empire now?
Yes.
Yep.
Sure sounds like
and
it.
And you know who's fine with it? Me.
And the dudes who actually own the team.
Yes.
So they bought out Greenberg shares too, right?
Full
from what
on.
I read.
Greenberg has nothing to do with the team anymore.
And he only had what, like $5 million invested?
Yeah, it was
3 to 5.
Like 1 or 2%.
Yeah.
Can I unfriend him on Facebook now?
No. Yeah. Keep him around.
But what is a
go
what
back
is a,
to Pittsburgh, Yankee?
What does a guy like that do that is so enjoying the spotlight and everything, and he is just cut off the knees and he's got nothing?
He's going to open a sports bar or a nightclub.
Chucks. Sporties.
Chucks.
Chucks.
Boy, that must have been something. I guess he got involved in one of the Michael Young trades and kind of squelched that. And
yeah. And
I don't know.
Kind of, I think he may
Cliff
have
Lee deal too.
Annoyed Cliff Lee to the point of not wanting to be here.
Right. I totally would have signed there if not for your annoying owner.
Wow. I heard he wanted to bat.
He wanted to bat.
At least once a game.
Just
I have
let
to
me
be a pinch hitter.
One game.
I can do this.
So, Nolan's the guy. It's he and John Daniels, and that's about all you need, huh?
Yeah. I mean,
and
it kind of seemed like there were too many people involved anyway.
Yeah.
You don't need three people making decisions.
No, you don't.
Well, actually, you don't need it in the public eye. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
I think he just overstepped his boundaries and forgot his place.
Yeah, especially with the limited investment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the more you invest, the more you get to talk.
Yeah, he was in his place. I give him credit because I don't think that the Greenberg-Ryan group would have ended up getting the team without him.
Right.
I think he was key during the auction process and the bankruptcy proceedings and all that. And he was definitely out front in PR with the fans. So I don't think you can discount his contribution, but I think he got outside of his area of expertise.
You think it affected anybody when he was there for the trophy presentation at the AL Championship?
Eh.
Didn't bother me at all.
No. He deserves to be there.
I mean, him and Nolan were kind of 1A and 1B as far as the face of the team during that whole auction procedure.
I'm sure Nolan was just tired of him popping his head in his office every morning. Hey, Nolan, what's up? What are we going to do today?
Want to go get some yogurt?
What's for lunch? Chatters. What are we going to do for lunch?
Yeah, let's go to Hooters for lunch.
Wings are on me.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I don't want to go to Hooters again.
I'm going
to
give me a varmint. Give me a varmint.
I'm
going to
eat a cougar.
Yeah, all right. Well, he could come out here.
We are definitely cutting into your quality time.
Oh, it's fine.
We need to go, though.
We do need to go. So thank you for mixing with us and help us.
As always.
Help us set the stage. And when we come back, we will properly introduce our special guest, Dave Little. Maybe even Gordon will be here.
Wow.
And we will get you all geared up for one of the best days in Dallas, the St. Patrick's Day Parade / Block Party.
And we'll get a lot of beads.
And we'll get chicks to show their cans.
All right.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're the one leading the charge.
No, post it.
You are.
Post it.
Stop bringing it up off the air then.
Gotta shut post up. It. Or it didn't happen.
KDCK Dallas 4. Together and you popped out of the hobo spot.
It's 10:17. And this is March 12th, year of our Lord, 2011. And you're listening to The Orphanage, which consists of myself, Dave Lane, and my partner, Dan Bayless.
Hi, Dave.
Together, we're the Bloodcock brothers.
That's right. Dave and Dan Bloodcock. And from the Old West stories.
And we have Totally Chuck, our producer, hanging out on site. We have special guest, Dave Little.
On site.
Noted regional comedian.
Hello.
Who plans on creeping girls out with the wireless mic a little later.
Be going to be great.
We hope and pray that Gordon of the Gordon Keith Morning Show will be here.
And formerly of the Gordon Keith hosted rant featuring Gordon Keith.
Yes.
Saturdays from 10 to noon.
They used to be on this same very time.
He's got his fingers in a lot of pies.
Yeah. Lots of pie.
He's a pie eater.
And then we'll be spinning the great country and western hits of today in the 11 o'clock hour.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And
a full service station. That dude's got a fat gut.
Wow.
Wow. It's bigger than his girlfriend's, at least.
Yeah, yeah, he's got that going for him.
Yes, yeah, so we are people watching from the roof of Stan's Blue Note.
He has to fake chow her.
What does that even mean?
I know.
You seen that movie?
Yeah.
That movie sucks, by the way.
Hall Pass?
Yeah.
I heard it was good.
Nah, not really.
But this is the annual Greenville Avenue St. Patrick's Day celebration. The parade is Upper Greenville,
mm-hmm.
up near Lovers and University and the Barley House and Twisted Root and
yep.
Ozona and all that. And we are down Lower Greenville by the Blue Goose and Dubliner and the no longer burned out shell of Torelli's. And we're on the roof of Stan's Blue Note.
And coming up later, I believe Whitesnake will be performing on the roof of Goody Goody Liquor.
Oh, that's now
they don't
tilted.
They don't have a stage set up, so I doubt they can get that strung together.
It's on the other side. You can't see them.
They're facing all the houses.
Yes. To perform for the
with
the
pyrotechnics shooting into the dried out trees.
Whitesnake.
And the old roofs that need to be changed. Is it roofs or roofs?
Roofs.
I prefer roofs.
I like roofs.
Or roofsies.
Roofies.
Roof and all.
Mm.
By the way, have you noticed how awesome the Torelli's space is looking?
Man, it is coming together.
They have.
It's going to be better than it was before it burned down.
Yeah, I mean.
How's that possible?
So many people, lost a lot of money and livelihood and all that kind of stuff. It was tragic, but in the long run, it's the best thing that ever happened to that strip. Because it's going to be completely new. I guess it's going to be three businesses instead of four.
What's the third? Because you got Torelli's on one end and then Doty's on the other.
Laser tag.
Doty's is taking the... Yeah.
Laser tag.
Photon laser tag is going to be in the middle.
Awesome.
Now, Doty's is taking the place of Hurricanes. And then...
Thank God.
Yeah. And then in the middle, used to be Greenville Avenue Bar and Grill and Mix.
Yep.
And I think Greenville Avenue Bar and Grill is coming back. Maybe.
I haven't heard one way or the other.
I don't know what's going to be in the middle. But everything has been totally gutted. All that was left was the shell of the 1930s facade.
It was basically a little over a year ago today that all that crap.
Yeah, it was
down,
right. It was right before St. Patrick's Day last year.
It was about 2 weeks before.
Yeah,
Damn.
It was still all kind of carbon ash down there.
I mean, it's good
when
to
we were
see
last year.
Good to see that this rising, but if this was Japan, we would it would have been built in like a month.
Oh yeah. Okay. It took a long time for that to get done, and I would guess it's maybe 80% done. I don't know when they're going to open, but maybe another month or two.
The facade may be 80% done, but there's a lot of crap to do inside.
It looks like the Alamo.
It does look like the Alamo.
But all three businesses are going to have rooftop decks, and what a great view of downtown from here.
Boy, it is. I never noticed that until just now. Because I'm always looking that way at breasts.
In Plano.
Delicious, creamy breasts.
Are they serving chicken over there?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, girls hugging. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What you got there? All right.
Are we watching the surveillance from the helicopter?
Yeah, we are watching surveillance from the helicopter.
We're perched up here on top of stands with the 5-0.
That's cool. That's neat.
Is that a remote control for the helicopter?
No, it's not.
Can we control the helicopter?
The video monitor.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It's so the police can see what's happening, so they can do real police work.
That's kind of awesome, although it's not HD, so I'm not impressed.
Yeah, it'd be a big screen.
It's only 720.
Yeah.
I need 1080. Plasma.
So
speaking of which, guess what I'm going to be doing directly after this?
Yeah, I don't know how the DirecTV guy is going to fight through the St. Patrick's Day traffic to get to your house.
Oh, he can park in my driveway. He'll be fine. But hey, they picked this day. They could have done this.
They don't know.
Well, guess what? That's a YP, not an MP.
I don't know these technical terms you're using.
It's your problem, not mine.
Oh.
He better show up because I've about had it with my DVR.
What is the issue? What's happening?
Well, first of all, it's about 3 years old, and anything that has to do with technology, like a cell phone or a laptop, the shelf life on that is about 2 to 3 years. And mine, it turns off and on for no reason. It'll freeze up in the middle of live TV. If you record something and go to play it, you'll be about 10 minutes into it, and then it'll freeze up and then skip ahead 10 minutes, and there's like patches in your recording of vacant stuff that's not there.
Or real pixely, glitchy things.
Horrible, man. It's made I don't even watch TV anymore. And you know what? I think my life has become better as a result of it because my damn DVR is so frustrating. And it's not DirecTV's fault. They're great. I love DirecTV. That's the best provider out there, in my opinion. It's just that the technology needs to be replaced.
And well, I wish you luck.
And when
that.
You call them on the phone, boy, they'll ask you so many questions that don't need to be answered. I'm like, look, I need a tech to come out to replace the DVR. I know what's happening. Well, have you tried troubleshooting it? Yes!
Yeah,
that's
why
I'm calling
They want you to
you.
Unplug it and press the red reset button.
Oh, my God.
Take out the SIM card and put it back in.
Oh, yeah, remove the batteries, turn it upside down, pour bacon fat on it.
All right, I don't believe that part.
But yeah, especially when you've already called them and done the troubleshooting and humored them, and then you have to call them back, and they want you to troubleshoot again. No, I already did this. Well, you need to do it as part of our procedure.
And then once you get done with that, and you actually get to the point where they're willing to send a tech out, then you get transferred to the tech department, and you have to repeat all of your information all over again and tell them all what's wrong. It is,
but it's still better than cable.
It's so much better than cable. But yeah, I mean that's any service thing like that when you start dealing with customer service over the phone. It's just such a hassle. I just long for the days when TV didn't exist.
I did a beta test with DirecTV where they do the whole home VCR or DVR where it's all networked together.
Uh-huh.
Are you okay?
Nope.
And I needed to... Like, after the test was over, they just turned it off.
Right.
And I needed to call them.
Look, Dave, side boob.
Oh.
I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, you are. If you're not, you're a liar.
And they wanted me to buy some $100 router. Uh-huh. And I was like, I've already been doing this. I'm networking it through my wireless router that I already have. Why do I need to buy your equipment?
Right.
And so they finally relented and allowed me to do it, but it doesn't work right. I think they're sabotaging it.
Are you on some... You said you're on some type of bundle package right now, or are you...
No, I'm just on regular DirecTV.
Okay, good.
Good. DirecTV is awesome.
It is.
Go DirecTV. Well, we support you.
Hopefully your tech makes it to your house without any issues. We need to, when we come back, we need to talk about your plan of action if you plan to come down here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you live in the neighborhood or you're visiting in the neighborhood, what you need to be aware of this year that's different from years past.
And we'll have a moment with Dave Little.
Okay.
For the love of your mom, we encourage you to get down here and visit us at the Lower Greenville Fun Happy Time St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, who are you?
It's your mom.
Hey, Mom, how are you?
You're doing this for the love of your mom, so I thought I'd be here.
Thank you for being here, Mom. Well, let's take a moment.
Mom, number one, I want to mention.
Oh, okay, well, I like you, too. Let's take a moment to mention the fine folks at the Granada Theater, who is just a few blocks north of where we're at.
You got any chowder?
And don't
think, up there.
Don't think that the fun stops down here, because starting at noon, Mom, from noon to 7, the Granada Theater is going to have live reggae.
Badass. Come on, Mom.
You love reggae, don't you, Mom?
I do love it so.
And they're going to have their full bar available for you, and they're introducing their $2 menu, which is a wonderful savings on delicious snacks. And I know how much you like trying new snacks, Mom.
I love trying new snacks. I only like the best food.
Right, and I also know how much you like local homegrown talent, Jonathan Tyler and the Northern Lights. You have But I thought you had all of their album.
Oh, yeah, I do.
It's the official after party at the Granada Theater, because doors open at 7 and the rockin' tunes start at 8. It's only $15 to get in, Mom.
Make love to me.
Are you talking to me or Jonathan
no,
Tyler?
No, I think it was
Jonathan
me.
Jonathan Tyler.
Okay,
yeah.
That'd be weird. Also coming up at the Granada Theater later this week, we've got Peter Murphy, OMD, and Liz Phair.
Now you make love to me.
I think that was to me.
That was
to Dave.
Yeah, it's the Granada Theater. It's the official after party for the Greenville St. Patty's Day fun, happy time parade and stuff.
Now all of you make love to me.
Let's do it, Mom.
Come over here, Danny's mom number
Granada
one.
Granada Theater, St. Patrick's Day, Jonathan Tyler. It's going to be great.
M35 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If you didn't hear that last spot set and catch Danny's mom number one on the Granada live spot,
she's going to be joining us all day in that same voice.
If you didn't, if you didn't hear that, then let me alert you to the fact that Gordon has joined us.
Hey! Yeah. Hey, it's Gordon Keith from The Ticket. Hello. Hello, interesting Gordon.
Hey, what's happening there, Dan?
So this is the orphanage with Dave and Danny.
No, this is the rant with Danny visiting.
Right. The rant with Danny and Dave and Gordon, and Dave Little is here as well.
And totally Chuck.
Hi.
And we're on the roof of Stan's Blue Note for the annual St. Patrick's Day celebration.
Now, I'm having to sit between Gordon and Dave because of their known hatred for one another, just to try to keep them separated.
Me or Dave?
Both of you.
Oh.
It's because Dave Little is a stand-up comedian, and Gordon claims that he could do a better set with his eyes closed.
There's no way I could do stand-up. Even bad stand-up.
Oh, no. Come on.
You could do bad stand-up.
I guess anyone could do that, but yeah, stand-up is an art form that I've always been too scared to try.
Yeah, you worked at the Improv for many years, right?
I worked there for 2 months, and I was a doorman.
I thought it was years.
You never did introduce acts and go
never.
Up there and do like the three-minute thing where you tell a couple jokes and bring on Mitch Hedberg or something?
No, that was always Dean Lewis or Dave or...
That Indian fella?
Some guy named Doug who did it.
That was his name.
Yeah, what's his name?
Old Doug.
Dang it, what's his name? The Voorhees guy.
Paul Voorhees.
Yeah.
No, that was way
that guy's
before
funny.
Paul.
He
Jim
hates me,
Short
though.
Was another guy.
Jim Short.
Yeah.
Didn't he used to work in sales?
It was a Jim Short that used to be our program director, but this Jim Short was some Australian.
How was he qualified to be a program director?
Queef butter. Anyway, did you see the promo girls promoting stuff?
No.
We have no idea what they're promoting, but they're walking around in tight black outfits, revealing they're
posing for pictures for
sensual,
no reason.
Sensual figures.
Look at that.
Signing autographs no reason.
Oh, you got a good old food distributor, don't you?
A food distributor?
Yep. I want to put one of them in my icebox.
They're old food distributors?
For later. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Like cryogenics?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, when you've nursed all the nutrients out of that food, what happens to it, huh?
You're so fascinated with bodily function.
I know. I am. It's this guy next to me.
I didn't say a word
it's
about
Danny.
It. No, it's not.
potty-brained guy I've ever
known. It was Jenny!
What?
I swear, you are the master of the giant jug of kerosene and the match and then running as fast as you can.
Hauling ass.
He's a sports arson.
And going, what? It was Danny! Hey, cops, look at that guy back there! The guy closer to the fire must have said it.
Those were other kids. Oh, man. Is this your favorite day of the year, Gordon? It's got to be.
You know, I do like this day. I know a lot of people down here dismiss it because it's uncool, because it brings in outsiders, and they hate outsiders. But I have no problem with this thing. I like it.
It's one of the neatest things our city does.
I think so, too.
And Dallas has a hard time doing neat things, but this is one of them.
And I, as I've gotten older, I've become less interested in this actual block party. But the
Orange and just whacking it.
What?
Just like by yourself?
Trimming my yard to make sure it's presentable for the outsiders.
Whacking the yard.
What does that mean?
But I enjoy...
It's a good place.
I enjoy sitting...
Bowing a patina real quick.
I enjoy sitting in my yard and watching the traffic of all the people coming and going.
I feel fortunate that we live close enough to this mess that we can sit in our front yards. And
there's a half a dozen parties on any given block.
Right. I'm going to have one today.
That's why I was late. I was at a dance party.
Were you dancing your ass off?
Over on one of the small houses on Concho.
Oh, Concho.
On one of those 90-foot lots.
Just shaking
just
your ass.
Just dancing.
Make her express how she feels in
Wow.
Is that Born This Way? Are you dancing to that?
Dave's making a cultural observation.
About what?
Those songs sound the same?
Oh, yeah. It's a very hip observation I'm making.
You know that house right over there on the corner?
Yeah.
I never understood exactly why they redid it. Because I don't know if anyone's ever lived there, have they? Because they redid it like 5 years ago.
Does no one live
there
now?
It's just an investment opportunity.
And it's right on the corner of Greenville. And
there are people going into it right now.
Yeah. Oh. It's a halfway house, I think.
Do you like that house?
I think it's a shooting gallery.
What? A shooting gallery?
Like a shooting range?
No.
Like skeet? Like...
Oh, like heroin.
H.
Let's see how messed up they are when they walk out.
Can they come out and crouch down, lean against the front facade, and blow their heads off like Kurt Cobain? That'll prove it's a H den.
Was he doing heroin?
Yeah.
That day that he blew his head off?
I don't know about that day. But
does heroin make you suicidal? I thought it made you euphoric, or the come down is what makes you suicidal.
I think he just hated himself. He hated his life, and he was supposedly in chronic stomach pain, and that's why he took H. That's what I heard.
Well, he had chronic stomach pain because if you don't take H, you get sick.
Right.
I mean, that's not a treatment for nausea.
Look, that guy, he was always messed up. He thought fame was going to be great. Worked towards that goal and found out it wasn't and saw there wasn't anything else.
So there's no way out of it.
Yeah.
Once you're there, you're there.
Once that box is open, you gotta
put some...
What? So, yeah, he couldn't close the box and he's done.
I'm glad I'm not famous.
And he was stuck with that cue butter in his life.
What's that?
Oh, God. Can you imagine the cue butter on her?
You think she has some?
Oh, my goodness.
I still would.
I bet it's red.
Even today...
Yeah, I agree with Danny. It is like baboon-ass red down
there.
It's
all chapped and bumpy.
But I still would.
You would?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Eyes open?
Hers or mine?
Yeah.
God, that's sloppy.
Hers would be taped shut.
Sloppy sea and cue butter.
Ugh.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
But God bless Francis.
I agree. Yeah, it's like you open it up down there, and it's like a tub of parquet. You can just two-finger scoop.
Stop. Stop.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
You know, do you ever, like, when you're making a sandwich to make sure that the mayonnaise is spread evenly, you'll spread the mayonnaise and you'll mash the piece of bread together and you'll pull them apart?
This is your white trash life.
You pull it apart?
Pull it apart and the
it's
mayonnaise
like pulling apart a grilled cheese down?
Yeah, it kind of sticks together on either side and has lines going back and forth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just thought I'd talk about that.
Anyway, I'm glad you brought that up. All this talk about sandwiches.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Making me super hungry.
Guys.
There's some people that shouldn't dance and hop around.
What do you think of the talent so far?
You know, I haven't seen that much.
That DJ is not very good.
Mm-mm.
He's reading.
Where is he? Oh, there he is.
There's, hey, there's some talent. That, look at that little one right there.
Yeah.
Little blondie. But look what she's got up top.
Oh, my God.
Look at those.
That's out of proportion.
Those yum-yum sandwiches.
How does she stand up?
I don't know what you're talking about. If a girl doesn't look like that, she shouldn't be alive.
What does that mean? She should be dead?
So it means we need to thin the herd on this planet.
Oh, my God.
How do you want to do that?
Are you suggesting execution for girls that don't look exactly like her?
Are you wishing for a tsunami to wash down Greenville Avenue?
Oh, my gosh,
think that guy works out?
No. He works out on
See, like, here come some people that wouldn't pass muster.
The girl with the ponytails and the green hair?
I'm not identifying which one, Dave, out of deference to her family. But that's what they ought to do. They ought to let everyone in here and not tell them why they're here.
And kill certain people?
No, what are you talking about?
Just have, like, a train set up on the side. And
oh, my gosh, Danny.
No, like the band's train set up on the side.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Right. Stain recovery.
And then they just bore them to
death. They just play that song over and over again.
They just drop from
there. Hey, hey.
The first five times they hear it, they're like, yes, this is awesome.
Yeah, then by number 36, they're emptying their own clip into their stomach.
Hasn't Train, haven't they had like three songs, or is it just that one?
I think they've had a few.
They've been around for a while, right?
A long time.
But this was their big comeback. They'd been gone for a while.
I had missed them.
They say, okay, hey, Soul Sister, and then what else?
I don't know. Having fun?
So you're suggesting there at the entrance, they should funnel people into two lines.
Uh-huh.
Those who should live because they're good-looking enough, and those who should die because they're not.
Right. That's what Gordon Keith said.
That is not true.
From the morning show.
How
was your broadcast week, by the way? Did you feel fulfilled?
It was okay.
That was George.
What?
George in a good mood?
George was fine. Yeah, everybody was in a decent mood.
All right.
George didn't want to punch you ever this week?
Oh, yeah, he did earlier this week. Monday or Tuesday, he threatened to kick my ass.
Over what?
I don't know. It was right at the beginning of the show, and he's trying to talk, and I'm sniping him.
Wow, that's different.
You're Skyping him.
No, not Skyping
him. Sitting right across from him. Why do you need to do that?
You know what?
What?
I have never Skyped.
Until?
No, never.
Oh, you should.
I thought you had a story.
You guys, is that the way you communicate with
people? Oh, my God.
You Skype?
I don't Skype.
I've only Skyped once with my aunt and my cousin. And it was weird.
I think video teleconferencing, whatever, is so awkward.
Have you ever done the FaceTime on your phone?
Is it bad or good?
I've never done it either.
Oh, I don't have one that can do that. I still have an old model of iPhone.
You have iPhone 3?
Yeah, iPhone 3G.
I have that face calling or whatever on mine, but I don't know anybody else that has the same phone that I do, so I can't do it.
David? Doesn't David
well,
have
no,
the same
I,
phone?
I don't I got the Android.
And I have the same phone you have. I have 3G.
So, Skype. Well, before their FaceTime came about, Apple had, what is it? iChat or one of those that had video in it.
Uh-huh.
And I tried that a couple times, and it's just... you go ahead. Okay, go ahead. No, I was going to... Okay, no, I'm sorry. You go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because of the delay?
Yeah.
The latency?
It just...
Oh, my God!
It beat me down so much. It's like, I'll just call you on the phone.
Do you really need to see the person you're talking to?
No, I don't want to see... That's the reason...
Plus, I didn't want her to see me doing it.
Doing what?
You just wanted her to see the end.
Yeah, just to see her picture with it decorated.
See the results.
Yeah, do you decorate the screen or the camera?
That's the thing. That's it. At the last second, you got to have the presence of mind to switch to the camera to give her the experience.
Yeah, because that's what all women want.
You got to stand up in front of the laptop real quick.
Do any girls like that? According to the internet, they like it.
Oh, man. They can't get enough of it.
But real life girls, do they like decoration?
And it's awkward because you're at Starbucks.
What?
Starbucks?
Starbucks? Over the real estate office in North Dallas?
Yeah, he has a coffee place.
You just walk in there. Hey, everybody! Mind if I use Roger Dodger! Mind if I use your Wi-Fi?
Let me Migs your secretary. Yeah, I don't think any women really go for that.
You might be surprised, Gordon.
Yeah, you need to ask them.
I'm talking about this specific place.
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. All right.
In the moment, women get caught up in that.
I think they get caught up in being decorated in other areas, but when you're hitting the back of the retina, I think that's annoying.
Yeah, but the thing is...
The back of the retina?
It depends on how young you end up going.
It goes behind the screen of the retina and hits the optical nerve where it connects.
How is that even possible?
I don't know.
And what are we even talking about?
Dr. Sure.
Booth.
So Dr. you're saying
Booth.
You
is that
you
what
like,
Dr. Booth does? Well, the is that the is that the procedure?
God, I don't remember it that way, but I was under severe anesthesia.
Yeah, you don't know.
Well, anyway, according to TC and Jake, the younger girls are more willing to do stuff like that because they were raised on porn.
Yeah, they are.
They think that's what's acceptable. They think that's what guys want, and
see,
they're
I think,
willing
yeah,
to do
it's
that
not
crap.
What you hit it on the head. We did a story on this. I think it was this week or last week. It was an article, I don't know, Slate, Time, Newsweek, the big three.
Yeah.
And
yeah, Slate's right up there.
It was about how sex has become so cheap now, and guys have online stuff, and they can find women to do this, and so now it's just decreased the value of sex so much that women are just giving it up left and right. Whereas before, they had power because they could preserve that a little bit. But now women don't have any power, and guys have all the power.
And if they preserve, then the guy will just go, okay,
he'll
next.
He'll go somewhere
next.
Else.
Or
yeah.
he'll just go home.
Right. And so now women have to give it up, they feel, in order to compete with the next girl who does give it up all the time.
I don't know. My wife is very powerful.
Yeah. I don't know. What about being powerful you're talking about?
Uh-oh. God.
It wasn't the world a better place before, though?
What a segment destroyer.
Jeez. So when was the last time you did face decoration, Danny?
It's 10:49 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
That soon?
Coming up next, we'll get some thoughts from Dave Little and maybe send his ass out on the street and do some wireless fun. What do you say, Gordon?
Sure. Sounds good to me.
What do you think, Dave?
The rant plus the orphanage, which means Gordon Keith is here. I'm here, Dave Lane. Dan Bayless is here. And we also have a special guest.
Yes.
With the wireless mic live on Greenville Avenue right in front of stands. We're on the roof. He's on the street. Dave Little.
Can you see me? Dateline on the street.
Yeah.
Too close to the mic.
How about now?
That's better. Much better.
Why are you dressed like that? Did you just make some parcel deliveries or something?
Yeah. Well, I have a big truck that's brown and
UPS
I like to park
gear.
Wherever I want.
Does he look like a UPS guy?
Yeah. He's
a cross between that and a guy who would send a newspaper a manifesto.
Well, I just, you know, I like to dress comfortably. I'm
are you,
here
are
on
you
the street.
Work slacks?
Well, talk to girls. Ask them okay. the questions we gave you.
Yes.
Right. No, don't ask them those questions.
Which one should I talk to?
Oh, I don't
go
know.
For the one in the green.
Oh.
That was helpful.
Excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am, you're
oh,
on
God,
the radio. I'm on the radio
that.
Right now. Hi.
Oh,
God.
What's your name?
Britt.
Oh, you seem drunk.
What?
I'm not. You're not on the radio.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I am.
Look
see, look at the head.
Look right here.
Oh, boy. She
look
ran away.
Look
boy,
at
she was sprinting.
Oh, my God. Right. I don't think she was wearing panties.
Oh, for one.
Okay. Should I talk to a guy first?
No.
No.
Right. Stop swallowing the microphone.
I'm sorry. I'm not really. Oh,
it's like you want that
no,
microphone to decorate you.
Right.
What do you mean? Oh, here comes some over here.
All right. Bitches.
Well, wave to them so they know that.
Well, I'm waving. They're not looking.
Yeah, they're not really looking.
Point us out to them first. Look at him.
Ask if she would like to have your
right
abortion.
Here. Right here.
They're heading straight for the beer.
Hi. Thank look up there. See, we're on the radio right there. See? We're the ticket. How,
the
what's
one in
your
front
name?
Looks hotter.
Tina?
Christina.
Dress Tina?
Christina.
Yeah. X Tina.
Ron Tina.
X Tina?
That's right. X Tina.
Oh, how are you doing? What are you doing here? How's it going? What's your name?
We're here with all these girls.
Last time she's had an orgasm.
What do you girls like to do?
Greenville.
Can I see your feet?
Yeah, we like to drink.
What do you like to do after drinking?
Orgasm.
Share our panties.
Oh!
Share your panties or show
them? She beat you to the punch.
Both.
All right, fill in this sentence. I.
Oh.
What?
Not repeat it. Fill in the blank.
Love.
Older.
We. Men.
Okay.
Yay! Yay.
Dave.
Ask
we're
her
all
if you can
older.
Smell her
touchdown.
I don't.
Whoa.
I'm not going to ask her that.
Ask her.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an architect.
An architect. What do you build?
Can I smell your backside?
Buildings.
Wow, you're good.
Buildings. I design them.
Oh, are you drinking?
I hopefully soon.
Am I keeping milkshake? You from drinking?
Yep.
Ask her if you can design on her face.
Ask her if you can inspect her
right
backside.
Now.
I'm distracting
ask
you because I'm so handsome.
Yeah.
You're a big liar.
You know.
It's kind
so
of.
So rugged.
Do you like uncles?
No.
Oh, okay.
Pick
let,
the nits out
let
of her
get
hair.
A drink.
All right.
Yeah.
How about, should I talk to their
yeah,
friends?
Yeah, talk to yeah. Them. Ask if you can smell what, their
hi,
hair.
Hi, what's your name?
Ashley.
Oh.
Ashley, may I smell your hair?
Sure.
your lower hair. Lower hair.
Oh, yeah. It smells like fajitas.
Different hair.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I sure wish I had some fajitas right now.
Oh, well, that's what I call my.
You have some in your pocket.
Yeah.
Dog.
My dog, yeah.
Tony, so, you have fajitas in your pocket.
I have fajitas in my pocket. Would you like a fajita?
Oh.
She's got to turn on him.
I'm just kidding. Kind of creepy.
Look at her walk. Look at her stepping away.
Are you married?
Slowly.
No.
You have a boyfriend?
No.
You have a girlfriend?
Well, she's always my girlfriend.
But
then kiss.
Yeah, y'all make out.
Will you guys kiss on the air for us?
Will we kiss?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll kiss her, but I'm not going to use my tongue.
Okay.
Use your tongue.
Fair enough.
Kiss you.
Oh, did you see that?
Lame.
Yeah.
Now put your hand down the front of your pants, Dave.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do
that. See if
that
clears the street.
Yeah. Fish it out.
When's the last time you've been with a guy?
Indian style.
Right there,
stick your hand in.
When's the last time you were with man?
Last night?
Well, I mean, I was with a man yesterday.
What were you doing?
Hanging out.
No, you know
what does that mean?
Cue butter?
You know, having some drinks and having a good time.
Do you enjoy sex?
Last time somebody bludgeoned her cervix.
Good Lord.
I'm going to stop talking to you because I'm going to answer something that's going to get myself in trouble.
Well, why? Are you in the witness relocation program or what?
Yes.
Well, it's very nice talking to you.
Oh,
can I
have a hug?
Can I have a hug?
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
she gave it to him. Gross.
Okay. Can we walk around like this? Is it okay? Do you like to dance?
Stuck together like dogs.
Oh, this is
they're dancing.
Oh,
gross.
Man.
Oh,
can you tell I've been working out?
Yeah,
that's not my ab.
Tell that other lady she shouldn't drink while she's pregnant.
Okay.
Oh.
Hi, we're on the radio right there.
Oh, don't
I'm
do
waving,
it.
But nobody's paying attention.
Oh, look
to
up
me.
Here.
Look up there.
Yeah.
Hi guys.
It's Gordon Keith from
Hello.
The Ticket.
Shut up, bitch.
Hi.
I love the orphanage.
We've already waved at you.
Yep.
I must not.
We're done.
Let's see.
No, you have big enough. You have big enough.
Let's
They're
see
big.
Him. Let's see him.
What did
no
you just say?
No matter how many beads I get.
Let's see him.
Well, we'd like to see them.
I think my fiance would have a problem with that. He does love the ticket. I still think he would be against me showing my tatas to the guys.
That really doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it doesn't bother Danny or Dave.
I don't think so.
What's your name?
I'm Holly.
Hi, I'm Holly. What are you doing?
Holly's
I'm just
usually
hanging
hot
out,
name.
Enjoying the gorgeous day. I'm actually
doing?
From Denver, so this is like my first Greenville, St. Patrick's Day experience.
Just walk away. Just turn and walk away.
Yeah, well,
it's
really been nice talking to you. We've got to go to a break, though.
Yeah, likely story.
Well, we got to find
just
women.
Just walk away.
Hey, talk to this long-haired dude. Look at this guy.
Which guy?
Oh, my God.
Oh, this guy right here?
Yeah, the guy that should have died
on the radio,
15
man.
Years
Gordon
ago.
Gordon Keith?
It's Jay Maskus. I'm not Gordon Keith.
No, and Danny Bayless?
Yeah. Good observation.
Yeah,
talk to them.
Look at him.
You got any pot on you or anything?
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
No.
Okay. All right. What do you like best about the those guys up there?
That is Danny in about a year and a half.
That was me last weekend.
I just got a job out of town. So I work in Midland.
That's a great story.
Week, so I only listen to the ticket when I'm in my office.
He has an office?
He works in Midland now.
Midland?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Midland. What do you do in Midland?
Communication construction.
Ask him if he's ever cared about the way you dress.
Have you ever cared, like in the morning, do you ever look in the mirror and go, man, I shouldn't wear this?
What? You obviously didn't think that this morning.
When did he last cut his hair?
Yeah, when did you last cut your hair?
10 years ago.
And what was the occasion?
I used to
shave parole hearing.
10 years. My kids didn't like it.
I think it looks great. I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
He's got one of those skinny bodies, but he still can't see his penis.
Oh, who am I? I'm Dave Little. Perhaps you've seen my work.
Yeah. How Unlikely. Come Gordon Keith is not down here?
He's right Gordon, there.
Gordon's
he's too important.
Yeah, Gordon can't walk the streets without a bodyguard. You want to talk to Gordon?
No,
he doesn't want to talk to you.
I love you.
I want to talk. Oh, come here. Hey, you blondie. Come here, fake blondie. Come here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's with that guy. All right, okay. Can I talk to you?
Hi.
What's your name?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Look right there. Look at those
guys.
Look
how they back away.
Hi.
What are you scared of?
Look at her leaning back, steps back, steps away.
Just give her a personal space.
Your dude's right here.
Look
at her.
Are you gay or not?
Am
gay
I
or not?
Gay or not? You're P1.
Ticket?
Yeah, we're the ticket right there.
Okay. Well, last night.
He keeps extending
these two guys
the microphone.
Are riding
further.
A mechanical bull together.
That is gay.
That's gay, right?
Yes, that is gay.
Look at him. Come closer.
Okay. What?
Did you guys hear this? Gay or not gay? Last night she was somewhere and two guys were riding a mechanical bull together.
But they were
I didn't even know that was possible.
They were spidering.
Yes.
That was good. That was a good interview.
It was.
You're listening to Dave Little on the streets of Greenville Avenue.
Here, take a swing at that guy.
Hey, can I talk to you? We were on the radio right there. See you right there?
Less interviewing guys.
Call him a homo.
STC.
You have a kilt?
Of course.
Call him a homo.
I'm not going to call him that. They want me to call you something that you'd punch me in the nuts for.
It's only a skirt if you wear something under it.
No, we weren't talking
about that.
Let's
see it.
Oh, yeah.
No, we did this last time.
Is that the same guy that showed us his junk?
Yes.
I'm not going to show anything. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
It was all like pasty white. And
ask him to teabag the pavement.
Teabag that storm drain over there.
Drinking. I got here like 8 in the morning, had breakfast at the Irish pub, had a couple of Guinness, starting the day off right.
It's not going to end well.
Yeah, who looks good to you here?
Everyone.
Even the dudes?
You get enough Guinness, everyone looks great.
I got to go. All right, here we go.
Whoa. Why are you running away from
that girl looks like one that'd help you out at a dollar store.
Excuse me, ma'am. Hi, we're on the radio. See right there?
Hi.
Wow.
That is the one.
I'm at ground zero, everybody.
Let's celebrate.
Yes, you are.
Ask her what she's doing to celebrate.
What are you doing to celebrate today?
I'm drinking.
Can you bend over and pick a quarter up off the concrete?
Gross.
What?
I don't know.
With your mouth?
I'm not bending over. No bending over.
You don't really need to.
There's no way she goes to the bathroom.
Yes,
what's your name?
Zero chance.
They all do.
Jamie?
Why do you say that, Dave?
With an I or a Y or what?
Don't put him on a pedestal.
When's the last time you went to the bathroom?
Do you have a boyfriend?
I have a husband.
Yeah, but do you have a boyfriend?
Ask her the bathroom thing.
Where's your husband?
Husband.
That dude right there that's...
Ask her if hot girls go to the bathroom.
He ran away this year.
Dave Lane has a question.
It's not me. It's Gordon.
Okay. Gordon wants to know, do hot girls go to the bathroom?
Number two.
No.
Thank you.
What do they do?
They go pee-pee only.
There you go.
Pee-pee only? That's weird. What do you do for a living?
It's confirmed by a scientist.
Where do you bartend?
Do the math.
No comment.
I've been to that bar. It's pretty good. Why wouldn't you comment?
Which strip club is it?
I don't want to have any stalkers, please.
Don't have any stalkers. You know how you look,
right?
How else
are you going to get the product on the shelf?
I have plenty of stalkers. Thank you.
You have plenty of stalkers? Now, what makes a good stalker?
Lots of money makes a good stalker.
Yeah. All right, I'm done with her.
Seems like you're promoting stalking.
Away. Yeah, just turn and walk
anything
away.
Else?
Walk
away.
When's the only time her mouth should be open?
I gotta go, but it's very nice talking to you.
Knock the drink out of her hand.
Not as eventful as last year, but thank you.
Knock the drink out of her hand and punch her in the face.
Oh, how about this one right here? Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, excuse me. Hey, here.
Pull her hair.
Hi. Hi. We're on the radio.
She's tripping.
Hi, we're on the radio right there.
That's Robin from our office.
It is Robin from our office.
Should I talk to her?
Great.
Sure.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Danny and I both slapped those around.
From the office?
Be careful. She'll tell on you.
Which ticket personality do you like the best?
I like all of them.
Together?
Hey, stop grabbing stuff.
Stop grabbing
stuff. Ask her the last time.
Blonde likes me.
What's your name?
Ask her the last time she went to HR.
True.
What are you guys doing here?
Her first day.
Drinking a lot.
A lot already?
Ask her when the last time she reported somebody to HR was.
When was the last time you reported somebody to HR?
I've never done that.
Really?
Hmm. Oh, Danny says you have.
Ask her if she would like a retina splatter.
Do you believe in eye care?
That was a rewording.
Yes.
I care.
When's the last time you've had your eyes looked at?
Well, you're looking at them right now.
Yeah, but not really.
Okay, then never.
From the retina forward.
Yeah. Okay. How's this day going to end for you?
How's the... What?
What?
Do what?
Ask her.
What? Naked.
You're going to be naked?
Ask her if she wants an eye baby.
Can we pretend that it's nighttime?
Good one.
Naked.
And on
it
a high.
It won't be nighttime when she's naked.
What's the blonde's name?
Yeah.
Who are you?
What's your name?
Holly.
It's Holly, everybody.
Hi, Holly.
What do you do here?
Hang out and drink beer.
Does she have a boyfriend?
Knock.
Does she have a boyfriend?
Who's there?
Kiss me.
No.
You're terrible at knock-knock jokes. You're really terrible.
Does she have a boyfriend?
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Really?
Not right now. What happened? Why'd he break up with you?
He's not right next to me, so I'm saying not right now. He's like over there somewhere.
Damn.
Can you leave him for a couple minutes?
Absolutely.
Maybe go to the porta potty.
Yeah. Tell her the porta potty's around the corner. You'll meet her there in 1 minute.
Have you seen the porta potties? They're new this year.
That sounds really sanitary.
You mean
ask
sexy?
Ask her if she'll go into a porta potty with me.
Sanitary.
Okay. Now, Would you go into a porta potty with a strange man?
It depends. Is there money involved?
Yes. God. Yes. I got $100.
All these whores want is money.
How much would it take?
Four.
A lot.
Like what?
My red handprint will be on the back of her neck.
At least seven.
At least seven.
Blue liquid will be smeared all over her face.
Enough to buy blue. A beer
yeah,
and like tip
weird. Crap in the porta potty.
What if I told you there was free beer in the porta potty?
Wow, that sounds like a porta party to me.
Wow.
It's 11:09 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. More from Stan's Blue Note and the Greenville Avenue St. Patrick's Day celebration next.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK Sanger.
Yeah.
It was in, did you ever see Layer Cake?
What?
Yeah, I saw
with
that.
Daniel Craig when he first got famous.
That was
a very important part of that movie.
It's a cool film.
Yep.
Did you like it?
This is The Orphanage plus Gordon Keith.
Oh my God, it's worse than Japan.
Whoa.
It's just a beer sign blowing up in your face.
Yeah, just to let the listeners know what happened. There was a banner that blew up towards us.
This is my Japan.
And Danny claimed it was worse than Japan.
It's 11:18 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're on the roof of Stan's Blue Note, and today is the day that Dallas goes crazy.
It's right.
The St. Patrick's Day parade on Upper Greenville and the block party on Lower Greenville. And we have Dave Little with the wireless microphone.
I'm right down here in the street,
Dave.
With a wireless microphone.
Yay. Swallowing the microphone.
I'm not. I'm keeping it really... Hey, look. Hey, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Chanel.
It's Chanel.
It's Chanel.
Does she have purple hair?
Do you have purple hair?
No.
What's that in your hair?
It's a frilly thing.
Is that what
How
they call it?
How tall is she? 5'2"?
How tall are you?
About 5'5".
Oh. No, she's
What
not.
Do you weigh?
But like 125?
No, you don't. She's a tiny little thing.
She's really cute.
Yeah, you are really cute. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Why?
Why do you have a boyfriend?
To get laid
Does
regularly?
She can't talk.
Don't you believe? Don't you believe in free love?
Punch her in the mouth and see if her scream is cute.
You have the cutest scream.
You really have a nice smile. Who does your teeth?
Your pleas for your life are really cute.
Have you ever stopped and said that, Gordon?
What kind of toothpaste?
I've never stopped
you?
And said it.
I'm sure she has a rape whistle.
Do you have a rape whistle?
A what?
You're going to need one.
No, I don't.
Because you're going to need one. Mm.
Do you she have mace on her keychain?
Girls these days safety? Don't carry rape whistles.
No, I think I'm okay.
You're doing all right?
Thank God.
What does St. Patty's Day mean to you?
Beer?
Is this an essay?
What?
If you could be another person, who would that person be?
Oh, he's run out.
I don't think I want to be anybody else.
That's right.
How often do you have sex?
Oh!
I don't know.
And you have a boyfriend?
A few times a week.
A few times? Would that be with sometimes maybe like three times on Tuesday?
Sure.
No, I don't believe you.
Bring her down here and let us see her.
Yeah.
All right, you got to walk with me.
Ask her if she owns a rabbit.
Do you own a rabbit?
I own a rabbit.
Yeah, which setting
do
does
you?
She like?
I don't own a rabbit.
If you were to own a rabbit, what would you call it?
Jack.
Yeah, exactly.
That's nice.
What would be your favorite setting?
What's your favorite position?
Oh, God!
Well, you just took that another direction.
Yeah.
Missionary.
Missionary, so you're,
boring.
You're a religious person?
Boring! What about reverse cowgirl?
Is that how she saves Indians?
Would you be willing to go to Vegas, like, if a guy had an extra bus ticket?
No, probably not. I don't think I'd go with a stranger to Vegas.
Keep coming down here. We need to see her. Come around here.
We're coming this way. Follow me, all right?
Does she listen to the ticket?
How do you like my ass? I'm pretty good, right?
I got a Hitachi magic wand in my car.
Right there.
Wave.
Okay, see, there you are.
Wave, Gordon.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Oh, look at you.
Oh, aren't you just the cutest thing?
They're saying that you look very pretty and that
She's never graduated from the little kid potty.
Where'd you go to high school? Where?
Rowlett.
What's their nicknames?
Their mascot.
The gayest school I've ever been to.
That's not their nickname.
The gayest school?
What's up with her lace-up fingerless gloves?
Yeah, what's going on with your gloves there?
They help with opening beer. I'm actually bartending.
Come down here where we can see her.
Okay.
Right in the center.
Who are you bartending for?
Who do you bartend for?
Huh?
Who do you bartend for?
Fat dogs.
Fat
dogs. Man,
get out towards the middle.
That's
fat
kind of
dongs?
My,
yeah, back up.
Fat dongs?
Fat dogs and forny.
Fat dogs and forny.
They have a booth here?
Yep.
You guys have a booth here?
No, I'm just doing one of the beer tents.
Ask her if she wants to star in the new Brazzers.
Over.
Gordon has a film opportunity for you.
I don't want to know.
No, I think you want to. Now, do you know which one Gordon is?
I'm guessing he's the one with the microphone on.
Well, we all have them on.
Yeah, there's like three of them. He's one of those.
Tell her I have a new film opportunity for her.
Yeah, now, Gordon has a new film opportunity
for you. It's called 18 and Abused.
It's called 18 and Abused.
Oh,
and
geez,
would you like to be... Oh, I shouldn't repeat that.
Stop repeating it.
Listen, what's the last book you read?
It's called Throated.
I don't even remember, honestly.
Yeah, she doesn't read books. Tell her I've got a bus around the corner.
You
it says Bang Brothers on the side.
No.
Do you like books? Do words scare you?
I just don't have much free time for
Bang
them, actually.
Brothers.
What makes you interested in a guy?
Just making sure they're not too cocky.
So painful.
Oh, not cocky.
So you like Asian guys?
Do you like Asian guys?
No, I don't think so.
Sorry, don't be racist.
What about Indian guys?
What about this guy in the green shorts? What does he look like to you?
God, no. No.
How about these guys?
No.
That guy could milk a cow for you.
I think they're together.
Oop.
Oh, you
or a guy.
What about the black guys?
Maybe they're from Rowlett. Do you like black guys?
That steal ice?
Well, not recently, not really.
Not recently,
but, in the past.
But you have in the past?
No, I don't think, no, not really.
Have you taken him to Thanksgiving dinner or something?
Nope.
What is this girl's name?
Uh-oh, there's Mr. Cool right behind her.
What's your name again?
Chanel.
And how old is Chanel?
How old are you?
I'm 19.
Oh! Hey, bye, Chanel.
I have to back off. I have a restraining order.
Uh-oh.
I can't talk to you anymore.
Thank you, Chanel.
Bye, Chanel.
Bye.
We love you.
Wow. Okay, oh, that was uncomfortable.
19.
How old's your son?
I should have asked 19. That first.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
he
what?
The radio station.
Oh, the radio station where the Eagle.
Oh, my God.
Okay, all right, got
tell
go.
Her to come up here. Danny and I'll split her apart like a wishbone.
I don't think she can get up the ladder.
Whoever gets the big side gets the fun.
Okay. No, I don't want to talk to you. You're wearing a beret, sir. All right.
You're doing great, by the way, Dave.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Who should I talk to?
Please let us be off the air.
What do you mean?
Please let us be off the air.
Why do you say that?
Find one more.
Okay, point me.
We're down here on top of Stan's Blue.
Like right over here?
Avenue.
Here? Right here?
Yeah. This is Dave Little with the wireless microphone.
We're on the radio right there,
hey,
see?
You're kind of cute.
What is your name?
Colleen.
You're fairly cute.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean that in a good way.
Fairly cute.
That's nice of you.
What?
I'm not.
I'm
she's
so
a
drunk.
Sweet girl.
Have her rank you on a scale of 1 to 10.
Who's your friend?
Who's your friend?
Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
Taylor, hi.
You're
how are you?
You're fairly cute.
I'm fantastic.
Tell her she's not as cute as the other one.
Yeah, you're less fairly cute than
I don't
your friend.
I don't want you guys to fight. You both are very, very cute.
Thank you.
Are you
tell
looking
them I'm
for
gonna
guys?
Use a pair of needle nose and their incisors.
Oh, she's engaged.
What about her?
How about you? Are
what
you
about
engaged?
Her average looking friend?
I have a boyfriend, but not engaged just yet.
You think you're gonna get engaged?
Yes, I think so.
No, her boyfriend is not here.
Oh, that means what?
I don't know.
Have her rank you on a scale of 1 to 10.
Now listen, look at me. Look me over. My eyes are up here.
On yeah, like they're looking at your package.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate me? You can't use letters.
A 12, easily.
Oh, hey, you're not good in math. I mean, from 1 to 10.
Saying you're off the chart.
They were obviously taught to be nice to old people.
I'm off.
Hey. Be kind to your elders, Colleen.
Really sexy.
This is really not gray. I put it in earlier.
It really works for you.
I know. Because I'm really kind of... I'm hot.
Yeah.
You're listening to Dave Little talk to the two nicest girls
I know,
at St. Patrick's
Day.
You guys are really nice.
Go talk to sluts.
All right, when we come back, Dave's going to try and find some sluts on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
So we're broadcasting live from the Lower Greenville Block Party. Essentially, they have blocked off Greenville Avenue from, what is that, what's north of Vanderbilt there, Gordon?
Let's see, it's not Goodwin, is it?
No.
No, it's,
what is it, Dave? Oh, can you turn Dave up?
It's Vanderbilt. That's Vanderbilt.
Oh, that is Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
Okay, so Vanderbilt to the north all the way to, I guess, Vickery on the south.
Hello.
And it's basically people wandering around being hot and getting hammered.
Yes.
We're joined today by morning show artist Gordon Keith. Hello, Gordon. Thank you for being here.
God, listen to that DJ.
I know, it's so bad.
Is that not driving you nuts?
Say hello to your fans first.
Oh, hi, fans.
We are broadcasting live from the roof of Stan's Blue Note, which we do try to do every year from down here on the Greenville thing. We got our good friend Dave Little.
Hello.
Messing around in the crowd, right. The sea of hot chicks and douchebags. And Dave, what do you have for us now?
Should I talk to this firefighter over here?
I'm seriously about to shoot out those speakers.
Look, we got one more. We'll finish this segment. We'll get the hell out of here and get some
eggs. Excuse me, ma'am.
It'll be great.
We're on the radio. See those guys right up there? What's your name?
Catherine.
She's ginger.
She's got red hair.
Catherine, do you like the DJ? The DJ, the music.
It's terrible, isn't it?
The DJ. I don't know what that
is. That guy, the DJ.
The DJ right down there.
The Jackass Spinning Records.
What are you doing down here?
Getting hammered.
Oh, really? How long did it take you to get put together this morning? Why are you punching me in the stomach? Stop punching me.
This great
it's
radio.
The ticket, right up there, the ticket. Here's Danny
right
and
now?
Dave and Gordon.
Yeah, the ticket.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Look at that guy's boob.
Yeah, he gets nothing.
Hey, if you and I were on a deserted island, do you think we would?
Deserted?
Of course, darling.
We would. Dude,
in the back,
stop touching me. What? Hey, buddy.
You can do anything with my girlfriend. That's fine.
You heard it here.
He knows that Dave's not regularly on the ticket.
Is Firecracker your girlfriend? Is your girlfriend?
Yes, that's my girlfriend.
Is there any question that Dave's
my
impotent?
GF, yes.
How long have you guys been dating?
On and off for about a year.
What happens when it's off?
What happens when it's off?
Well,
you screw a bunch of other girls.
Do you guys have a standing body count?
Have you cheated on her?
No. We've been in a good relationship for about 8 months now. We had a month break.
Did you mess around during that month?
How many guys do you think she was with during that month?
How many what?
Guys.
Have I cheated with her?
No, ding dong.
I'm bisexual, by the way.
What?
Bisexual.
During that month off, how many girls did you screw?
During that month off, how many girls did you personally have intimate relations with? Remember, you're under oath.
Okay. One.
What was her name?
What was that girl? She was terrible. What was that girl's name?
Why are you asking your ex-girlfriend?
You told her about it?
Well, a couple of my buddies hooked up with her, too. She was just...
Gross.
Oh, so what is it about a redhead that turns you on?
I think it's their, just their outward panache.
Yeah, you're winning there, buddy.
Boobs.
Did you say her outward panache?
I don't know if that's
gross. She's got an Audi down there.
Now ask the girl how many dudes she
pay off for reconstruction.
We're really on the radio now.
During
now,
the month off.
Red.
Prolapsed vag.
During that month off, how many guys were you with?
45.
I think you're lying. I think it's probably closer to 30.
Duh.
What do you like in a man?
That?
Really?
You got some low standards, sweetheart.
You like that right there? Really? That
Move
guy?
Move on.
Yeah.
Well, it's really nice talking to you.
We're done with them.
Thank you so much.
Make love.
You guys make love, not love.
Dave, are you dead down there?
What do you mean?
You're impotent, aren't you?
Have any of these girls made it move?
You know what? I really haven't had, what do you call it?
Sex.
Sex in a while.
There's no doubt.
That's your own fault.
You're up on top crying because you just can't make it work.
Like on the roof? I do like sports, though, and music.
You said it worked within 30 minutes. It's doing nothing. There's no hope. This is the fifth thing I've tried.
I got a good grip.
Do you have one of those inflatable balls inside your testy?
No. I mean, both my testies work.
They haven't taken one out just to put a little pump in there?
I don't know.
The distributor doesn't work?
Yeah, the distributor. I need to go to AutoZone.
Or Napa.
Or Napa. you know, how come nobody... Every time
like
I walk
you?
To people.
Yeah.
How about this one right here?
Yeah.
You have a force
She's
field.
Beautiful.
Look right there. We're on the radio. What's your name?
Krustin Tinker.
Krustin?
Krustin Tinkle.
Krustin?
Krustin?
Krustin Tinkle.
Krusty Tinkle.
Krustin Tinkle.
Slowly.
You're rubbing me. I like that.
Ooh, introduce her to your Mopar penis.
You?
I'm pretty good. Now, if hold on. You got to wait till I put the microphone in your face.
Yeah,
if you met a guy that was sexually impotent, how would you help?
I want it.
Yeah, but what if he was a nice guy?
He was interviewing you right now.
Yeah, but what if he was on the radio?
I already have one of those that aren't impotent.
Uh-oh, what is that?
That are impotent or that's on the radio? Are you married to Jody Dean?
No, I'm married to someone
He's
better.
Both.
Someone better.
Someone who? Better than Jody Dean?
Gordon Keith?
Tracy Rowlett?
No.
Find out who.
Who you married
Randy
to?
Randy Galloway.
Come
you
on. Can't tell me who you're married to?
So what station?
Yeah, what station?
What station?
ESPN.
ESPN.
Local?
Local ESPN?
Yes.
Is that Skin's wife?
Are you? Yeah, are you Skin's wife?
I didn't know Skin's last name was
R.J. Choppy.
Are you R.J. Choppy? Are you Mrs. R.J. Choppy? Mrs. Randy Galloway?
Ben Rogers?
No, don't you love his name and everybody on ESPN?
Matt Millen.
Are you Matt Millen's wife?
Yes! Uh-oh. Are you Mike and Mike's wife?
Are you the wife of Robin Roberts?
Okay. All right, she's done with you.
I can't talk to you anymore.
Wow. Yeah,
okay, it's been really fulfilling.
Hey, tell her ESPN sucks, by the
Thank
way.
You.
Tell
Thank
her,
you
tell her, tell
You've
her, tell her.
Great.
Yeah. Hey, say, nice one.
How did she afford those boobs with their ratings?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Ask her.
I think they were.
Tell her husband congratulations on the 1.6.
Okay, come on. Stop kicking the puppy when it's almost dead.
That's like you backing over the grackle.
All right, let's not bring up that story again.
No, let's do.
Jesus.
All right, you tell that story, and then we'll do the other story about the shower curtain.
No. I was thinking about that the other day, about Dave and that little
Prince
beating down Lincoln property bathroom and firing off, pearl glazing a log.
What does that mean?
It's like a maple bar.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Oh crap! Funny. I swear to God, that scenario makes me laugh more than anything in this world.
Too bad
that's
we'll
ever
never
been,
tell it again.
That's
yes,
ever been
will.
Funny.
Has your wife heard that story, Dave?
If she hasn't, I don't want her to ever hear it.
I swear to God,
you didn't incorporate that story in your vows.
No,
I've seen comedy live like 3 times, and it's never been as funny as that story.
Too bad we'll never hear it again.
You ever heard that, Dave Little?
No. What happened?
I'll right, Dave, tell you off
ahead.
The air.
Oh, boy.
It can only be told at Barktoberfest.
That's true. Why? That is the anniversary of when it happened.
Why don't you go raise your hands in the air by the DJ?
Stay away from the DJ.
Okay.
Alibi. It would
oh,
be
boy.
All right, when do we break?
Look at the party that's broken out at the H House.
When do we break?
Boy, the H House is really
Holy
rocking.
Mackerel.
Hey, fellas.
They have a bigger crowd
fellas,
at the H House.
This guy right here loves the orphanage.
Hey, I like your face.
Danny likes your face.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
well, why
that.
Why did Dave give him a Hitler? Why did you sig hail, Dave Lane?
Seriously.
I
Look
came
at
away.
No, no, you did the straight forward.
You got to do it like this.
He's goose-stepping away.
Oh.
All so right. when do we break?
No, we're doing great, man. There's so much momentum right now.
Oh, how about right
ooh,
here?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh, right here? Right here? Hi, we're on the radio. Look right there. What's your name?
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Catherine, is this your boyfriend?
Yeah, this is Ross.
Can you make him leave for like 5 minutes?
Why?
Yeah, can you go take a tinkle?
What's Uh-oh, up? What's going on today?
No, I mean you. Can you go take a tinkle?
Gross. I need to,
tell her
I
to take the wireless with her.
Right now.
What are you doing right now?
This is my first beer, and I want to keep drinking.
How often do you have sex?
God!
He just cuts right to the chase every time.
Oh, no!
You've never had sex before?
I don't know if my dad might be listening.
Worse than Japan.
Ask her if she knows what's going on in Japan right
so
now.
So much worse than Japan.
I know.
Does she feel guilty partying when there's so much suffering in Japan?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
Ask her.
School at UTD.
What are you studying?
Ask her.
Education.
Do you feel guilty
how
for
do
partying?
You feel, how do you feel with all that's going on in the world that you're out here partying?
No, be specific.
With Japan.
I'm just gonna
are you, bring up Japan.
Are you vomiting on the grave? Of
How is you getting drunk helping Japan right now?
It's definitely not. But I am drinking for them because I know they want to be right now.
So there's some Japanese guy dying under debris right now. Meanwhile, she's dripping dry in a porta potty on Greenville Avenue.
If you could,
she's
if
hovering.
You know how to paint a picture, the people George. In Japan, if they had communications up right now, what would you say to them?
If they had communication.
If you could Skype them from the porta potty.
They wouldn't be able to understand me. But
you could FaceTime them on your 4G.
You do know that some Japanese speak English.
English?
Not well. Oh, my
oh
God.
My oh, dear.
Ma'am.
Wow.
Well, English. At least you're. I love it when the racist is cute.
All right, it's 11:44
like
on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
Tell
we
you
have.
Want to, tell you want to know what the inside of a racist feels like.
She laughed, man.
Oh.
That's next on the ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Doing Dallas like Debbie on steroids.
Something.
It's 11:50 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Orphanage with special guests Gordon Keith and Dave Little wrapping up from the Greenville Avenue block party on the rooftop of Stands. We're going to be done here at noon, and we'll hand it off to Newberry McLaren and the Scrubs. But the block party goes until 5 tonight, and I mean, the crowd is pretty healthy, but the line, at least at the north end, is there's no wait. Usually that line is at least a half a block to a block to try and get in this thing.
It is, but how many people do you think are out here? 1,000?
Not yet.
Maybe 1,500? I don't know.
Ask the cop. I'm sure he can estimate better than we can. Well,
he has no idea.
We're asking for his estimate. He thought you were asking for an official estimate. Yeah, 7 seemed a little low.
No, I don't think he's really watching.
I don't know.
It's
7?
Somewhere between 7 and 7,000.
7 or 4? But yeah, healthy crowd out
here. There's like a 5-girl dance party at that DJ down there now.
Man, they shouldn't be dancing.
How many of these girls are going to make poor decisions later today?
They already have.
That's what today is all about, is
poor decisions.
It's poor decision day in Dallas. You know, we didn't even talk about the fact that they're supposedly enforcing the open container law today.
You know, that's a very confusing issue to me because I've heard conflicting things on it. So what was the official police stance that they were going to, if you're obvious about it or
the official
obnoxious with it, then they'll prosecute?
I think the official police stance is if you're anywhere within 18 feet of city property, which, you know, streets or sidewalks, then they can issue you a citation for having an open container. But I don't think they're going to really enforce it unless you are
wearing green,
obviously drunk or obnoxious about it. I think if you're just being cool, they're not going to hassle you.
So my question is, did they really have a problem with this last year?
I don't know. I think maybe they're just giving themselves the authority to enforce it, because it's always been, like, understood that you can pretty much do whatever the hell you want on this day. But I guess they're giving themselves the out that, you know, they can start issuing citations if it starts getting out of control.
Well, I've seen some, not this year, I haven't been out walking around yet, but years past, I remember the one time over on Richmond, I saw a guy laying out in the front lawn. There was no one else in this front lawn, just him. He was laying down on his side, just kind of quietly and gently throwing up onto the lawn.
He was fertilizing.
It is, you know what, it is funny, about 4, 5, 6 o'clock, just before it gets dark, how many single people you'll see who have been separated from their group or ditched by their group.
That's when I start my lion hunting tactics.
Right, and they're just trying to find somebody's house or somebody's car or a place to sit down and kind of shake it off a little bit. That's when those bad decisions really get
made. They
should
have park benches where you can just sit down.
Man, this... So have you ever scored from down here, Dave?
No.
Never?
Never. Well, I don't score...
In general?
Yeah, I don't score in general, but when I was single, I would always, like... any relationship I would have would be with the girls I already knew or met somehow.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't ever just strike up a conversation with a stranger and have it lead to anything. I don't have those kind of skills.
Is that it with a Z on the end?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes one of us, I guess.
You have dragged something out of here?
I have.
Or dragged something into your house when you live down here?
Right. Give me a fistful of hair, and then that's, of course, there's a female body trailing on the end of that hair.
Wow.
Because I'm slumping to my house.
You want me to explain to you how to do it, Dave?
You have a trophy room with scalps?
No, it's not. It's not some Buffalo Bill-esque. So how many of these girls do you think will have Grex sometime within the next 24 hours?
I would say...
50%?
I would say maybe 40%. Hmm. 50% might be pushing it, but I could go for 50%.
You know, okay, what do you think the division of the crowd here is by gender? Do you think there's more guys down here or girls?
Guys.
Yeah, it's probably 60-40 guys. And it's, you know, girls are either here with their boyfriends or here with a group of girls.
There are no single women just stalking.
Yeah, this is dangerous for a single woman.
And I want to know what's going on with the H house over there.
that's completely filled up.
Is that a dumpster for all their trash today?
No, I think, I'm telling you, that place has been under construction or rehab for like 5 years, 6, 7 years.
Well, it's certainly a party today.
Well, that's the way to go. Think about how many vacant houses are sitting around here you could just set up shop in. Just kick open the back door and claim, hey, guys, it's the new house I bought. I haven't moved in yet. And invite all your friends.
Or like, 50 weeks out of the year, it's a grow house, and then you clean it out for St. Paddy's Day.
Well, that's what I need to do. I need a grow house down here.
It needs to be over on, like, Richmond,
Belmont,
Orem. Needs to be on one of those blocks. Real estate's cheaper over there.
When do you think Lower Greenville falls off? You think it's Richmond? When you get down there, it gets just a lot dicier?
I think probably Belmont and Richmond for sure.
Belmont is when it switches into Lowest Greenville.
Yeah.
South of that, south of Belmont. And then this is Lower Greenville that we're in here.
Yeah, but that's Lowest, down by where the old Arcadia was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anything south of Belmont is Lowest Greenville.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is Lower, and then Upper. How far does Upper Greenville go?
To
Oklahoma?
To Super Greenville.
Yeah, it goes all the way to Greenville.
Greenville, Texas?
Yeah.
Is that how they named it?
It is how they named it.
It was all the way to Greenville.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know if it still is.
You know, Skillman used to be a creek.
Really?
Yeah. Skillman Street used to be a creek that ran down through there, and I don't think they even paved that thing until the 30s.
What about
Abrams?
So
you would take a canoe up Skillman?
Yeah, and it used to be Lindbergh Avenue. That's what it was called. And then Lindbergh turned out to be an anti-Semite, so they changed the name to Skillman.
Was Skillman a good guy?
I don't know who Skillman was, to be quite honest with you.
Skillman's Creek. I've got my own creek!
And then Orem used to be Oral.
What about Concho?
Concho, I don't know what Concho's name for. Battle? A battle of some kind?
Battle of Concho?
I don't know.
That's every day in my house.
I know Goliad was a battle, right?
Right.
Velasco, what is that? That's a pickle.
Vickery?
No, it's Vlasic.
Vickery used to be a town.
Goodwin sounds like a guy.
As a matter of fact, I remember, Dave, you performing at the Vickery Feed Store.
Yeah, yeah. The back door comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be there until it burned down.
That was right by Humperdinck's, right?
It was by Humperdinck's.
Did you cry many tears when it burned to the ground?
No, because I knew they'd reform like a phoenix out of the ashes.
Was that your Japan?
They got an El Phoenix out of the ashes?
That was not my doing. No, I didn't have any interest in it burning down. But I think it was an inside job.
Really?
Yep.
By you?
So nope. is the Lower Greenville neighborhood a beating? Nice on days like today, but a beating in general, or is it still the coolest neighborhood in town? Or is North Oak Cliff overtaken it?
I think as far as cachet, North Oak Cliff has taken it.
Yeah. It's just too far to drive.
Yeah.
And I can walk to Lower Greenville.
Yeah, you can walk from Oak Cliff to here.
Let's do that, though. It's just like get backpacks and walk to Lower to Oak
well, they,
Cliff.
Don't they have a Bishop Arts Festival street thing going on?
Yeah,
not,
I think so.
Not this weekend, but sometime during the year.
Okay, so they got Bishop Arts. What else they got? They got a grocery store yet down there?
Yeah, I think an Aldi.
That doesn't count.
Whoa. They got a CVS. I think a Piggly Wiggly's moving in there.
And they're supposed to get streetcars back down there, right?
Maybe I need to check out that area.
You should.
Maybe I need to move down there.
Maybe you just need to...
I'm going to move down there for the schools.
Maybe you need to be a slumlord down there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
Is that the end?
Yes, that's the end. This has been the penalty kill portion of today's broadcast.
Well, this is the decompressing. We're evaluating today's show. And so far, I'll say this on the girls. There have not been that many great hot girls. I mean, many of them, I would say that, what is the doable ratio here? Doable's at what, 60%?
Yeah.
At least?
I guess you have lower standards than I do.
I got a number, so
really?
I'm going to call it.
See, this is what amazes me about you, Dave. You don't like to do just a bunch of different kind of girls.
That's because I love my wife.
Mm. Okay, outside of that.
That's a lie.
Uh-oh.
Well, we encourage you, even though it doesn't sound like we're having fun right now, there's a lot of fun being had on Greenville Avenue And if you've never been down here, you really need to check it out once in your life. And even if you don't want to fight the crowds down here, you can go to slightly up Lower Greenville and hang out by the Granada. There's plenty of stuff going on up there. You can go to Lowest Greenville and hang out at the bars down there. It's just a great day. You know somebody that lives down here, see if they're having a party. It's a beautiful day. The weather's great, and this is really one of the best days in Dallas.
It is, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you, Gordon, for coming out. Thanks, Dave Little, for
My
coming
pleasure.
Out.
My pleasure.
Happy St. Patrick's
Danny
Day.
Danny had to go meet the DirecTV guy, but he wishes you all, Orphanage P1s, a very happy St. Patrick's Day early. And we're going to hand it off now to the Scrubs to talk sports with you on the ticket.
That's all, bitches.